They call it music's biggest night, the Grammy Awards on Sunday, and attendees this year are going to get a taste of a Manitoba business. They're called Flower and Flower, and Rachel Nedelik on the line. Well, we got to start at the beginning. How did you start baking with flowers?
Sort of started accidentally, oh. If I'm being completely honest. My mom asked me to bake a cake for my grandfather's 90-something's birthday and put some flowers on top and thought, oh, that's kind of cool. And then realized that the flowers that we put on top that I had purchased in a floral shop were loaded with chemicals.
Just so we know what we're talking about, not icing flowers, but real flowers.
Real flowers.
Then you find out you're poisoning your
That's right. I'm poisoning my 90-something-year-old grandfather. And then I actually started doing some research and started learning that there are so many, there's such a wide variety of flowers that are edible.
Okay.
And also a wide variety of flowers that are not edible. So don't eat baby's breath or hydrangea.
Got you.
Note. But I learned that, you know, these flowers, if, you know, a rose, for example, would be perfect to go on a cake. But if you're buying it somewhere where it's not grown organically and spray-free, it's just dangerous.
From this came the idea of baking with flowers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that one cake for my grandfather, you know, my mom told her friend, oh, my daughter makes these cakes, and then it exploded to that.
Wow.
And then me and my team thought, okay, well, what other things can we put edible flowers on?
And now one of your items is going to be in the Grammy gift bags. What was this about, an email?
Well, so I actually sent an email out just out of the blue at the beginning of the year. Basically just like a, hi, my name is Rachel. I own a business in Canada. And they emailed me back about 24 hours later.
No, right away.
Yeah.
So what are you putting in the bags?
So we do these petal pops, which are white chocolate on a stick with an edible flower.
Oh.
So we did like a custom box with three of them. And then we also use a box filler, which is made of a plantable seed paper that grows wildflowers.
Okay, that is really thinking out of the box.
I know.
And maybe you could personally deliver them.
Honestly, I thought about driving to Hollywood to get these there.
Well, as we're watching the Grammys, we'll keep our eye open for the pops.
Keep an eye out.
We know where they came from, right here in
That's
Winnipeg.
Right.
We know how it all works out. Or, you know,
oh,
if you are getting the letter from Beyonce going, hey, can I get about 1,000 flower pops from my... Because she's going out on the world tour, you know.
I saw.
Maybe
I saw
she'll,
that.
Maybe she needs it on the rider, you know. I need to...
Or maybe she'll just send me a ticket. Do you think that's
hey, ticket for some pops, you know.
Yeah, that's a good trade.
I kind of like it. Okay, I guess, should we just go to the website then? Is that
go
the...
to the website.
Okay.
www.flowerandflower.ca.
And that's flower with, like, the flower kind at the beginning. O-U-R, and then the actual
O-U-R
flower.
O-W-E-R.
Which is so smart, by the way, flower and flower.
Thank you.
How long did that take for you to come up with? If you say like 5 minutes, I'm going to smack you, because that's a great name.
It was a pretty quick
really?
Choice.
Oh!
It was, yeah.
It's kind of, you know what it is? It was meant to be then.
It was meant to be.
The grandpa, this the name coming to you and just everything,
yes.
The way it's working out. Love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a joy talking with you, Rachel, and best of luck going forward with your business.
Thank you, Alex.